John Longstreet, who is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. We've talked to John many times through the pandemic, representing one industry that's been hardest hit. And we do know there is a glimmer of hope from Harrisburg. John, good morning.
Well, hey, Larry. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me on today.
Good morning.
And it's nice to talk to you when we do have a little good news to bring, and that is this package from Harrisburg of $145 million, which is earmarked for your industry. How much of a help is that?
Well, $145 million sounds like a lot of money to definitely to you and I, but relative to 26,000 restaurants and 1,500 hotels, it's you can tell it's not enough money. But what is very significant about this, Larry and Kevin, is that when the governor transferred this money from the workers' comp fund, he intended to get it to small businesses. The legislature, both the House and the Senate, when they considered his request, they saw that our industry was the hardest hit, as you said, and that all of it should go to restaurants and hotels. The legislature, in a bipartisan, unanimous vote, the Senate and the House, voted to give this all to restaurants and hotels. So we're greatly appreciative that they recognize that our industry, has, because of the mitigation, has been the hardest hit throughout this pandemic.
Yeah, well, I mean, they should have recognized that because they're the ones that basically, well, not basically, they did. They closed your industry down, and it put a lot of families in a lot of dire situations. It's a horrible situation for everybody. I was just at a restaurant on Sunday, and it didn't seem like there were three tables full. Now that they're open and there is still some mitigation on and capacity limits and stuff like that, are people going back to restaurants as they were before, or are they still staying away?
Well, I think it depends where you are, Kevin, but I will tell you anecdotally, I talked to one of our operators who has five restaurants in and around Lancaster, and last weekend all of his restaurants were on a two-hour wait. Oh. And he said that was very similar at other restaurants throughout their market. And, of course, they're only operating with about 30% of the seats when you figure the fact that 20% of the restaurants have already closed. The other ones are operating with only half capacity, and of those, they can't use their bar seating, so that takes away another 10% of the seats. So it's a real predicament, frankly, for all the people that wanted to get out to eat. But I'm really gratified to see that the people are waiting for the restaurant seats to come back, and as soon as we can get them back to them, I think they're going to be back in restaurants. We know, based on the actual numbers, that the spread never did come from restaurants. We know from the New York State actual tracking numbers that only 1.4% of the spread came from restaurants and bars, even though 74% came from household gatherings.
We're with John Longstreet, who heads up the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. John, what about the end result? What are you seeing? What are you hearing in terms of survival rates of restaurants and bars?
Well, we've done surveys throughout the pandemic. We've done six now. We just completed the sixth one with our partners at the National Restaurant Association, both in Pennsylvania and nationwide. In that survey that was literally just completed in February, 20% of the operators in Pennsylvania said that unless they get significant help, they're going to be closed permanently within 3 months. So that's actually a bit of an improvement since last time we took the survey in November, but we don't know how many have closed in between there that wouldn't have been included in the survey. That's still a lot of restaurants. That's 5,000 restaurants, about 150,000 employees. So we've got to get this money out to them as quickly as possible and get them reopened at a safe and sensible operating standard like they were back during the original green phase of reopening.
You said 20% have already closed, 20% more may close within 3 months, correct?
Well, according to the numbers that we took from the Lancaster market, that's exactly what I said. In the survey, 20% said they're going to have to close within 3 months without significant help. We've had reports that already 20% are closed either temporarily or permanently.
Well, John, since Monday and the governor has relaxed some of the restrictions, what impact has that had on bars and restaurants?
Well, there wasn't a direct impact on bars and restaurants because they weren't actually included in the relaxation. But I will tell you, and you know, Larry, we've talked to the governor's team throughout the pandemic. And back last spring, they were really working with us to try to have safe and sensible restrictions. that unfortunately ended last summer. Our meeting last week with the governor's team was the most hopeful we've had in a year since last spring. So I really felt good about the tone of the meeting. Now, the outcome of it led to a slight relaxation on indoor gatherings, which would be like banquets, going from 10% to 15% and eliminating the cap, and the same thing for outdoor events, going to 20% and eliminating the cap, which certainly helps our sports arenas and teams. And then lastly, and this is fairly significant, the governor canceled the travel ban into Pennsylvania. So we've heard from a lot of venues like amateur sports venues where they had soccer tournaments and other tournaments lined up, and their teams would not travel into our state for fear of the restrictions. Now that's changing. So we're going to start to see tourists come back to Pennsylvania. That's helpful to everyone.
Absolutely.
Direct help to restaurants isn't there yet, but I feel like the governor's team is working on getting us back up and running probably by April. And that's just my hope based on the conversation we had. There's no promises, but I think they're working to try to get that done.
I know you're very hopeful and you've been working well with the governor's office recently, so you probably have to be very careful with this answer. But if the science said that the restaurants were not the cause of the spread, why were they targeted so harshly? Was it just because
to
keep the tourists away?
I'd have to say initially, I don't know. And frankly, no one knew. No one knew really what they were doing, and they were trying to do things that they thought made sense. But definitely a year later, as you say, Kevin, the numbers across the country would show that regardless of whether a state heavily mitigated restaurants or lightly mitigated it, the end result, in other words, the number of deaths per 100,000, the cases per 100,000, was very similar. So we know now that restaurants were not either the problem or the solution. So I'm not real sure why we can't get back to some semblance of normal, not necessarily 100% without face masks, but at least at a sensible operating level with social distancing and face masks.
Well, it sounds like that's coming, hopefully sooner than later, John. And before you go, what about the hotel industry in Pennsylvania?
Well, hotels are struggling, and they're really struggling in places like where you are in Pittsburgh, because the center cities are essentially still closed for office workers, so there's not the inbound business travelers to offices, and there's no real big sports going on or performing arts or things like that. So in Pittsburgh, the numbers we saw recently was that they're at about 35% occupancy right now, meaning 65% of their rooms are empty. A well-run hotel needs 50% occupancy to break even. So they're struggling too, and I'm glad that this package addresses hotels. We have another package that we're working with the legislature in Harrisburg that when they get more CARES Act money, which they probably will out of the $1.9 trillion, that a lot of that will get to not just restaurants but hotels and the entire travel and tourism industry.
Well, they're fortunate to have you at the helm, and we appreciate your time throughout this ordeal, and sounds like there is a glimmer of hope for everybody. So I'm hoping that's the case, John. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for helping to get the message out. It's really important that our elected officials understand how severely in need this industry is.
John Longstreet, who is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
And he has been a phenomenal leader for that industry throughout
has.
This whole crisis.
Always
accessible, always giving straight answers. Unbelievable.
Even in the darkest and most grim days.